Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 29th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. Two new cases of COVID-19 in isolation. Total of 27 active cases, none in Nobles. Fingers crossed lockdown 2 could be over on Monday, 1st of February. Rates are going up in Douglas, Ramsey and Port St Mary. Does the government's cannabis strategy stifle Manx farmers? And a box that can clear a room of viruses developed in the Isle of Man. Lockdown 2, day 23.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai, lockdown restrictions will be lifted as planned on Monday. The Chief Minister confirmed the news this afternoon. Today marks the 17th day of no unexplained community cases. The number of active COVID-19 cases stands at 29. Two new cases have been detected in the past 24 hours. Both resulted from individuals who were already isolating following travel to the island. So from Monday, schools will reopen to all pupils, businesses can reopen, and no one will be asked to stay at home. The Chief Minister also confirmed the borders will be returning to their pre-circuit break state. Further afield, and Johnson & Johnson says its vaccine has shown promising signs of protecting against COVID-19 during trials. The one jab is proven to be 66% effective, but that jumps to 85% when it comes to stopping more serious symptoms, meaning fewer people would need hospital treatment. The R number for coronavirus in the UK is now estimated to be between 0.7 and 1.1. It means the rate of infection is largely unchanged. And China will no longer recognise the British National Overseas Passport as a valid form of identification. It follows a feud with the UK government over a plan to allow millions of Hong Kong residents a route to eventual citizenship. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather indicates strong winds tonight, then gales tonight, 7:45. Ben McCree to Heysham has been cancelled. Consequently, no 2:15 return. Dry and clear on the island tonight. A strong wind coming in from the east. The overnight minimum plus 2 Celsius at sea level will be lower over the hills. There is a yellow weather warning for ice on roads high up. Jazan, Saturday dry with hazy sunshine, a fresh to strong easterly. Top temperature 5, will feel colder though, down to 2 through the night into Sunday. Jaduni, dry, bright and cloudy with a fresh to strong east-southeasterly up to 4 degrees. Low waters at 18 minutes past 6 this evening. High water, 9:15. Low water tomorrow morning, 29 minutes past 6. Sunrise, 9 minutes past 8. High water, 20 past midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Good news, the Chief Minister's promised the circuit break will be lifted on Monday, providing nothing of concern happens over the weekend. Howard Quayle, MHK, spoke to the public following a meeting of the Council of Ministers today. So what will a return to relative normal look like?
If all goes well on Monday, we will once again be stepping out of your lives, as we did on the 15th of June last year. From Monday, all businesses will be able to reopen. I know that some may not be quite ready to do so, and I know that some offices-based businesses are considering a phased return. And that is perfectly okay. I know some other businesses may need some time to prepare. I understand. But we are ready for them to open when they are ready. From Monday, our schools will be open to all pupils again. As the Education Minister told us on Monday, we want all pupils to feel confident about returning to school. But if you do have any concerns, please discuss these with your head teacher. And on this point, I would like to thank our teachers and all our school staff for the excellent job they have been doing supporting our young people over the circuit break. And of course, I also need to thank parents for their patience and resilience. From Monday, we will no longer be asking you to stay at home. You can go out, see friends, visit loved ones. From Monday, we will no longer require face coverings on buses and in taxis, for example. Social distance and face coverings will be a matter of personal choice. And as I mentioned last week, we will be returning to our borders to their pre-circuit break locked state.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Douglas councillors have defended the decision to increase rates following what they say has been a significant period of losses caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. It was announced on Thursday that ratepayers in the capital will pay 1.6% more in the next financial year. The council leader, David Christian, says the authority has missed out on more than £250,000 due to the impact of coronavirus. He spoke to our local Democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
We'd indicated very early on that due to COVID, due to loss of income, due to increased expenditure, that it was going to be extremely difficult to have a standstill rate. And in fact, if I look back to sort of October, November last year, I was predicting we were probably going to be looking at something like a 4% rate increase. We knew quite well that that wouldn't be acceptable and we had to find ways of reducing that down. So the executive committee set all the standing committees a target of 2.5%. And when my committee met a couple of weeks ago to go through all of the estimates and to try and come forward with a rate for the forthcoming financial year, we were looking at what CPI was at the current time. We looked at our costs and we said, you know what, we've got to get this even lower. And we spent the best part of a whole day literally stripping even more out of the estimates and looking to see what we could fund out of reserves rather than putting on the rates this year, which managed to reduce the rate increase this year even further.
What are you expecting the reaction of the ratepayers themselves to be?
I would say it is expected. I mean, if you look at some of our losses of income, if you look, for example, for the TT and the MGP last year, £54,000 loss of income, the same has had to be budgeted for this year. The loss on the car parks during the time of the lockdown in 2020 was £151,000. We had to take the decision again during the circuit breaker to make our car parks free of charge because we can't have people queuing and using the same cash machines and that. There's expected loss there of £28,000. So in all honesty, I would say that it did look earlier on as if the rate increase would be considerably more. So I'm very proud and thank the members of the council and all our officers for the hard work that's been done. I would say that over the last 5 years, RPI by in average over that 5 year period has been 4.1%. Rates increases over the same period have been about 2.3%. So year on year, we've either been on inflation or below inflation and with our rate increases, but we've always managed to keep a level of growth in all our budgets as well.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bemercree nowhere near Douglas at the moment. She didn't leave Heysham until 2 minutes to four. She won't be in until about 20 to eight this evening. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, there is no 7:45 sailing to Heysham because of the adverse weather forecast in the North Irish Sea. Obviously, that means no 2:15 departure tomorrow morning. She'll be sitting in harbour till her departure tomorrow morning at 8:45.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
And just a quick word, if everything goes well, you'll be able to use the indoor and outdoor facilities at the NSC from Monday and the swimming pools reopen on Tuesday. Two new cases of coronavirus were reported in returning residents today. The pair are now both self-isolating, leaving the number of active cases on the island at 29. The Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
The really good news is that we haven't seen a case of community transmission since 17 days ago. So that is very reassuring. We know from the contact tracing and testing data that all the identified lines of transmission are now contained. So we do not expect at this stage to see any further transmission from those known cases or clusters. And the fact that we haven't seen any sporadic cases appearing also very much assures us that we've managed to contain all of those lines of transmission. Obviously, again, as the Chief Minister said, so long as we have people coming across the border, we will pick up travel-related cases, and they will be picked up by our testing arrangements in those people who opt for testing. Testing of itself doesn't control onward spread. It's behaviour that does that. And that's why we really have to rely on everybody who is asked to self-isolate for whatever reason to observe the guidance in their direction notice absolutely to the letter. And in terms of our border, it is true to say that we are only as COVID safe on island as the behaviour of the last person across the border. So I really do have to stress that, we all need, if we are ever in the position of being a returning traveller, we very much need to observe right to the letter the direction notice. Don't be tempted to vary from it because you think you can rationalise a reason why what you want to do is okay. It isn't. And that way lies community spread.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
19 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. Once again, Toyota is the world's best-selling car maker, selling 9.5 million vehicles across the globe last year, including sales of Daihatsu and Hino brands. Toyota reclaimed the crown it lost to Volkswagen, who, with subsidiaries including Audi, Porsche and Skoda, moved 9.3 million new vehicles in 2020. Although Toyota came first for the first time in 5 years, something of a Pyrrhic victory as deliveries fell 11.3% compared to 2019. VW recorded a 15.2% drop in car sales last year. Obviously why? But they still racked up $12 billion in profits. Regulators are monitoring the frenzied share dealing in GameShop and other firms fueled by social media chat on sites like Reddit and Facebook. Watchdogs in the US and the UK are looking at activity and potential law-breaking, warning traders they risk facing huge losses. The UK regulator noted traders should ensure they're familiar with all rules, including market abuse. GameStop, the American bricks-and-mortar video games retailer, is the focus of a trading war between amateurs and Wall Street pros. Shares in it surged again today at the start of trading in New York. Some share trading firms temporarily halted dealings yesterday amid extreme volatility in GameStop, which has soared more than 700% in the past week. AMC Entertainment and BlackBerry, amongst other companies, seeing huge trading activity.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets retreated as market jitters persisted over a retail trading frenzy that rocked Wall Street. The dollar gained, oil was steady, gold rose as an ongoing retail versus hedge fund face-off and doubts over European vaccine supply hurt global stocks. In corporate news, Prudential was down for the second day running. JD Sports was on the back foot after saying it was disappointed that nearly a third of its shareholders have voted against its remuneration report at the annual meeting in July. And the numbers from Ramsey Crookall at 5 o'clock in London. The FTSE 100 was down 1.8%. at 6,407, the DAX in Frankfurt closed down 1.7% at 13,432. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 1.3% at 30,194. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down 13,176. The S&P 500 in Chicago down just under 1.3% at 3,737. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 37.2 cents and €1 13 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up almost 0.9% at $1,853 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude oil down just over 0.1% at $55.32.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 6:15 on the Isle of Man. This is Update for a Friday evening. A Manx farmer's worried Manx government has the interests of big business at heart rather than the island's farming community. Bob Comish has been responding to the approval of a licensing system to develop a medicinal cannabis market, which is export only. And the new rules only allow for the growth of the female variant of the plant rather than the male variety. Mr. Comish says this stifles Manx farmers.
It's not so great. It's not so great for the farming community because industrial hemp is on a sort of grown on a big scale, which we could, you know, have a cooperative sort of setup and farmers could be growing it and it could be used for a million things. You know, obviously, as we know, if people have researched hemp and what it can get used for. But realistically, I can see what the government are doing and they're looking at the high-end profit only and they're not looking at, like, you know, looking. For me personally, I feel like they're not looking after the farm, after our biosphere and for the farming industry and stuff like that. It's more high-end and, you know, at the end of the day, we can't use any of these products in the Isle of Man anyway. So that upsets me quite a lot because that's not what I've been working for the last 5 years.
Well, in the latest statement from the Department for Enterprise, as you say, it talks about focusing on the greatest potential economic return for the island. But it also talks about the reasons behind male seeds not being used because they're considered a threat to feminized plants used in the high-end medicinal cannabis market. So if that's the stance now, what faith do you have that male seeds might be able to be used in the future?
I don't know. I'm really at a stumbling block at that moment because I couldn't go out and put 150 acres of female plants in my field because firstly, the seed cost would absolutely wipe the floor with me. And secondly, I can only use so much of that plant. The male plant has the strong fibres and everything that which you can use for building or insulation for boards, all sorts of different things. A female is a lot more towards the bud and the flower and the leaf and the oils. I'm hoping we can work around this and that, you know, farmers will get looking at actual growing industrial hemp in the Isle of Man. But again, that's something I've got to sit and speak with government on and we've got to work on because we really are in the early stages of this at the moment. It's all been granted, but we are in the early stages. There's a lot to learn for everybody. And that's the way we've got to go.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rhiann Evans.
Fastamai. Well, the island's very first Flag American Football Association is hosting a Come and Try It Day. The group is putting on its very first sessions on Super Bowl Sunday, that's the 7th of February, from 1 till 3 and 3 till 5 in the afternoon at Bemahague School. This is for those aged 18 and over only. Training will be made up of a mixture of introductions, basic drills and some fun games. Spaces are limited to 30 per session, so if you are interested in getting involved, you can do so via the Isle of Man Flag Football Facebook page, the link to which can be found on this story at manxradio.com on our sports page. There's no set date yet for when training will restart for the Isle of Man Special Olympics team. The board will be speaking to all of the coaches and trainers and making a final decision at the next committee meeting, which is on Thursday, the 4th of February. The committee will then make a statement about the future start dates. The only sport to provide a provisional start date is swimming, which is to start the week after half term on the 23rd of February. However, that is still subject to change. You can keep up to date on the Special Olympics Facebook page, the link to which, again, can be found on this story on our sports page. Further afield, and Serena Williams has beaten Naomi Osaka in front of a full crowd in an exhibition tennis match in Adelaide. The players continue their preparations ahead of the Australian Open, with the first major of the year starting on February the 8th. Williams was delighted to put on a show for the spectators. In football, and West Brom are in contact with West Midlands Police after midfielder Romain Sawyers received racist abuse on social media. The club says the message was sent during Tuesday's Premier League match against Manchester City and called the content abhorrent. Manager Sam Allardyce says he doesn't think anti-racism measures are working.
We have reported it to the appropriate authorities. But it leaves a big question whether, as a country, whether or as a government, whether that's enough, you know, what action will be taken.
And in netball, former England coach Tracy Neville has returned to Manchester Thunder as Performance Operations Director. Neville was the head coach at Manchester Thunder between 2011 and 2015 before joining England and leading the team to Commonwealth Games gold in 2018.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
The 450 Ronald's way to Liverpool. The patient transfer plane left 4 minutes late. It's back at 6:40 this evening, and back at 6:50 is Logan Air's inbound from London Heathrow. No problems on the road so far. Everything's fine on the mountain road. Should be clear as anything. Cronk Road in Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. Also in Ramsey, parking suspended on Glen Elphin Road due to nearby construction. In Peel, it's all happening, of course. Phase closes for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure. Stopping off at the House of Mananin through to the boatyard at the moment. Also in Peel, Factory Lane and Chapel Lane closed for highway reconstruction. Westlands is closed in Peel for demolition, refurb and extension. And station parking, Colby, closed for curb replacement. And tonight's Ben McCree 7:45 won't be going because of gales in the North Irish Sea.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66-4417.
A company based at the Isle of Man's Freeport has developed a device that can be placed in a room to remove viruses. Mark Henson, company director at Henson Ceramics Limited, explains the ozone steriliser.
It will be a small box the size of a printer, something like that, a bit smaller than a domestic computer printer. And it will generate a gas that you can smell. Like, it smells like when there's a thunderstorm, there's the ozone that's created when that happens. And you vacate the room, for example, and let it build up to a concentration, and it will react with any bugs that are in the room and sterilize it over the course of about 30 minutes to an hour, something like that. It's a procedure that is used in hotels. Some of the hotel chains are already doing this, but what we've done is something novel, which is bring an oxygen generator to the input of that, to increase the efficiency. That's the key difference of what we're doing here.
So as well as hotels, is this used in sort of a more clinical setting?
In terms of a clinical setting, there would be issues of having it qualified and tested and so on. So we're really starting that phase now. The problem that we've encountered is that the hospitals and people who are in that sector are obviously absolutely busy and overrun, so they're not they don't have too much time to actually do those experiments at the moment, but that is obviously stage two that we're looking at. Yeah.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening from Manx Radio. Hello to our podcast audience as well, listening anywhere in the world and at any time, day or night. Thanks for making Update, the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. And if you know someone who you think would enjoy a daily bulletin of news from the Isle of Man, tell them Update is available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. All the details at manxradio.com or on your App Store on your smart device. Back to the rates, going up 1.6% in Douglas, and rates in Ramsey have been set at 415 pence in the pound for the forthcoming financial year, a rise of just under 1%. A slight increase in Port St Mary as well. Here's Chris Cave.
Well, it essentially means that if you own what the commissioners have described as a typical three-bedroom house in Ramsey, you'll be paying around £50 a year more in rates, or as the commissioner said in a press release issued earlier this afternoon, 9.5 pence a week more. That's, as you said in your introduction, an increase of just under 1% on the last financial year. And the reason given for that rise is an increase in costs for using the energy from waste plant and contributions that the authority itself makes to the Northern Civic Amenity site. A number of improvement projects being undertaken by the authority also need to be paid for as well, such as enhancing the Murrick Park, improving street lighting, etc. Many of the events in the town, such as that bonfire night fireworks display in November last year, are supported by the commissioners too, and all of these things need to be paid for.
And what about the increase in Port St Mary?
Yeah, we've been expecting these announcements to be coming thick and fast because rates need to be set by the end of the month. That's required by law. A similar explanation has come out of Port St Mary commissioners today as well. They've followed Ramsey and Douglas Council by increasing the rate. The new rate in Port St Mary for the 2021-22 financial year will be 349 pence in the pound. It was previously 346. And as I say, similar noises are coming out of Port St Mary commissioners to what we heard from Ramsey. They've cited costs for the energy from waste plant and various projects, such as work on Happy Valley, which was postponed last year because of the coronavirus pandemic, as reasons for their increase of 1%. Commissioner's Chair, Dr. Michelle Hayward, said she's pleased that they've been able to keep the rates that they've been able to keep.
Stick around on Manx Radio. Chris Kinley's on next with the greatest hits on earth and a coronavirus update at 7 o'clock. Yes, the news is the NSC is open from Monday. Swimming pools open on Tuesday, including the southern and northern. The western pool will reopen on a Monday, by the way. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Tessa Hawley, producer Rhiann Evans. I'm Andy Winch. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that everything happens on Monday. Have a great weekend.
WIN